Okay, so money designed for the computer age, which is why we thought it was so weird when reporter Audrey Quinn told us about these face-to-face gatherings that are happening in New York, at a Whole Foods, no less, where people are coming together, no, not to eat quinoa, but to trade these damn bitcoins.
We're going to follow Donald Duhaney for a minute. He's walking through a fancy Manhattan grocery store with a stack of bills in his pocket. He's ready to buy. But he doesn't glance at the shopping carts or the organic kale or even the samples of grilled salmon. He's here to find Michael Olson.
I'm looking to buy a bitcoin tonight.
Duhaney turns left. He heads up the stairs. There's a big, sprawling food court. People in business clothes mill around tables and couches. One of them smells action.
Oh, $1,000 worth.
He brings Duhaney to the thin man in a cardigan. He's in an armchair off to the corner.
So if I give you $1,000, could I get like partial, like one in a partial and one?
That's how it works.
Okay, so I'll do $1,000.
Duhaney's a pretty eager first-timer. Olson keeps his cool.
You ready?
Yeah.
This is a downtown Manhattan Whole Foods market. But every Monday night, it's also an unofficial Bitcoin market. People can come and buy and sell this new virtual currency. Direct, face-to-face. The regulars call it Satoshi Square. That's a nod to the creator of Bitcoin, Satoshi Nakamoto, who may or may not be a real person. Uncertainty is par for the course for Bitcoin traders. And there's a lot of them here tonight.
Here, there's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
I count at least 25 of them. They're sitting or standing in small clusters near the cafe.
It's a lot of young people, definitely a lot of young people.
Bailey Reutzel is 24 herself. She writes for a finance trade magazine, and she's a regular buyer here. She fits in with the crowd. Most of them dress like they work at a tech startup.
Plaid shirts, beards, glasses, computers. Everybody has their computer out or their phone out.
Those computers and phones hold their Bitcoin wallets.
I keep Bitcoins on my computer. I keep them on my MacBook here.
When someone here wants to buy Bitcoins from someone else, they use a trading app on their phone. It turns the address of their wallet into a scannable QR code. So the buyer hands the seller cash. Then the seller scans the buyer's QR code with his phone, and the bitcoins transfer from wallet to wallet.
It makes the most delightful sound every single time you receive bitcoins. Cha-ching.
Ivan Brightly trades here just about every other week. He's 37, and he works for a telecom company.
It sounds like money. It sounds like coins dropping.
Buying bitcoins online can be harder than you might think. You have to do it through an established bitcoin exchange site. You need some kind of trading account. You also have to give your bank information, your routing numbers. Then you have to wait a few days to get that verified. And then you have to wait until they have enough bitcoins to sell you, which can take a week or more. But in person, here at Satoshi Square, it's a lot neater than that.
You can create an address on a phone or on a device. You can bring that address here. You can do a cash transaction. And there is absolutely nothing that will tie you back to those bitcoins should you choose to hold them for years and years to come.
There's a certain tilt to the mentality of everybody here, libertarian ideas, and I think also for that reason you might run across a few people who might not want to say their name on record.
That's Eric. He's 32, and that's all he'd give me. Because he says there's no knowing how much his bitcoins might be worth someday.
The only way to store bitcoins, really, is to keep the information in your apartment. So you know that all these guys basically are sleeping with $1 million under the mattress. And if I said my name now, you could go back and find me in 3 years from now and know that I have multi-millions of dollars under my mattress. I'm going to be a millionaire, yeah. I think everybody in this room here is going to be a millionaire.
The people here are pretty amped, like they're on to something the rest of us don't know about. And they've caught on when the getting is good. The price of a Bitcoin has gone up 7,000% in the past year. So if that kind of growth continues, then yeah, these folks with a few Bitcoins today will be millionaires pretty soon. And our friend, first-timer Donald Duhaney with a stack of cash in his pocket, he's here to get in on the action. Back in the far corner, he and Michael Olson finish up their trade.
You ready?
Yeah.
They've agreed that Duhaney's $1,000 will get him 1.2 of Olson's Bitcoins. It may be Duhaney's first time, but he came prepared. He has his trading app all set up on his phone. With a few taps, he brings up the QR code that represents his Bitcoin wallet address. He hands it to Olson.
Scanning.
Olson aims his phone's camera at the screen of Duhaney's phone. He taps it, and 1.2 of Olsen's bitcoins automatically transfer into Duhaney's wallet.
I missed a step. Oh, now's where you show me the cash.
Oh, yeah. 1, 2, 3.
Duhaney's counting out 10 $100 bills.
1,000 and $5 bills. Okay, great. Thank you.
I ask Olsen, the thin man in the chair, why he likes trading bitcoins in person and not online. And he says he's like the shoppers down in the Whole Foods produce section. He likes to buy local.
It just feels better. You buy your groceries local. It makes sense to, you know, do as much as you can, as close to you as you can do it.
And it looks like other people agree. Satoshi Square has spun off into at least 10 copycat local Bitcoin markets across the world. For New Tech City, I'm Audrey Quinn.